Well, here we go from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source in the Grand Cities Mall. It is time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. And we're going to be talking with realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson right after this.
What would tomorrow be like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, and we are back. Berkshire Ben Olson in the studio. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great. How are you?
Good, good, good. I know you're all jacked up about the elections coming up.
Yep, the elections, winter, fall, everything that's coming up.
I'm not jacked up about fall or winter at all.
I like October. That's my favorite month. But yeah. It's also my birthday month.
So oh, well, you got to like it
that's
then.
That's part of it.
I do like November because of deer hunting. But
that's right.
Anyway, so how have you been?
Really good. How are you?
Good. You're taking a long trip all the way out to Michigan today.
Yep.
North Dakota.
Tale as old as time. Yeah. I've got some buyers who are out of state who want to move to the lovely state of North Dakota.
So. And where are they from?
They're from Oregon.
Yeah, well, I can't blame them.
Yeah, I don't blame
them. I wouldn't
want
to be living there right now either.
Nope.
You were telling me earlier that it's a good time to sell now. Why is it a good time to sell your house now?
Well, right now, you know, over the pandemic, we obviously saw the housing market kind of get flipped up on its head, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we saw some of the lowest inventory, which means people were buying up homes. They were really motivated to buy even those second homes, things like that. So we saw a lot of homes kind of disappear off the market back in 2015. At the height of 2015, we had about 1.1 million homes on the market. And right now, we're sitting at about 547,000.
Wow, just about in half.
That's right. And so it also involves, like, during the pandemic, at kind of our lowest levels, we were at like 380,000, 320,000 homes on the market nationwide. So when we think about how many homes that really is difference, is that it's really causing a housing shortage. And people, the question I get asked all the time, is there a housing bubble? And I say no. There's not a housing bubble. This is not like 2008. This is not like back when we were the banks were basically issuing subprime mortgages that led to people defaulting on their mortgages, basically having unrealistic home prices, things like that. This is the shortage of inventory. So back then, there was enough homes for people to actually buy and put contracts on and actually live in. We aren't even getting to that point at this point because there's not enough homes being built.
Okay.
So right now, we're looking at, you know, last year we had an inventory of 430,000 homes on the market. So compared to last year, we are up. But overall, we're seeing 25% fewer inventory at this time enter the market compared to last year starting off. So what's going to happen is winter is going to get really slow and it's going to get really hard for sellers to want to actually sell and for buyers to actually find what they're looking for.
Sure, sure. I know you got some graphs and some charts and stuff with you. Do you want to look at those now? Or?
Yeah, so the first one is kind of what I was talking about, if you want to bring it up, is the you can see the whole chart where it kind of starts off and it goes kind of in little humps all the way down to where kind of we are now. And the last line on the very right side is where we are now at the 547,000 homes in inventory right now in the market nationwide. And then you have pretty much, you know, you see where we were stable for all those years. And then until the coronavirus, we really dipped way, way down. We were actually down at our lowest levels this summer or earlier this year. So it's just something to think about that if you're trying to sell your home, you're really putting your home on the market with the less competition that you've had to deal with in the last like 7 years.
Okay.
Right. So that's really important for getting the most money out of your home at this point.
Okay. You got more graphs or?
Yeah. So the next one is kind of looking at the projection of where we're going for like our predicted inventory. So right now, this company, Altos Research, tracks these type of metrics that are available. And basically, we're seeing inventory slightly go down and the prediction actually for inventory go down. So what's that? What that means is that compared to previous years where you see those nice arches that kind of go up and then down, kind of towards the end of the year, we're seeing ours go down, dip down early, which means that people who are trying to sell their homes now could possibly get a better price for their home than they normally would. However, what we're also seeing is in the next graph is if you look at that one, we're seeing that 40% of homes have actually had price reductions Right now. So we're seeing about 40% of homes right now are seeing those price reductions, which means that things are leveling off a little bit, right? I mean, things aren't going to be as hot price rise. We're kind of seeing like price is kind of remaining a little bit more stable.
Sure.
But we're still seeing things sell for definitely higher than they would have in the last 7 years. I mean, comparatively from now, compared to the last, let's say you've owned your home for 20 years, this is the best time to sell your home in the last seven.
Okay.
If you're gonna sell, in my opinion. Just the lack of available inventory. There's people really looking for certain types of homes, bedrooms, bathrooms, you know, and it with the shortage of building materials, shortage of builders. I mean, look at the shortage of labor.
Sure.
There's not people to build the homes.
So with the lack of inventory, the cost of building, all of that stuff, you add it all together. Could you possibly, maybe, well, you mentioned this is a great time to sell. Are you going to get a little bit more for your house then?
Yeah, absolutely. And what I've been encouraging people to do too is polish your dollar. That's one thing that one of my mentors at Berkshire Hathaway, Katie Market, always says is polish your dollar. You know, make sure you go in there when you're ready to sell, make it look as good as you can, which, you know, doesn't involve always necessarily huge construction projects, but just involves sometimes cleaning it up, making it look presentable, and then putting a price on it that's going to attract multiple offers, right? I mean, don't be part of the 40% of people who have to do price reductions. Be part of the 60% of people who are getting offers at list price or above list price, right? And they're getting things sold and taken care of. So I would definitely encourage people to look at that. I don't really see a crash happening. We're seeing normal seasonal behavior. If you look at the last graph, if you pull that one up, we're kind of seeing, you know, normal seasonal behavior as far as price reductions and things like that goes, obviously. Obviously, home prices have increased year over year. That's where you see the spiking going every year. So things are still historically high as where we look at now at that, you know, 439,000 price range versus, you know, even last year, or the median price of new listings comparatively, that we're still selling a lot higher than previous years. So, you know, historically, it's still a great time to sell a home. It's a great time to sell a home if you're looking at downsizing in any way or looking at, you know, changing your living situation, even moving from a similar sized home just to a newer, you know, similar sized home. That home that you're leaving, square footage wise, is still going to be really, really important for people.
Now, do you find it, you mentioned fall and winter coming up, do you find it that people, even if they want to sell and they hear this news that this is a good time to sell right now, do you find that people are like, yeah, I don't want to deal with this in the winter, though?
Yeah, and winter definitely makes sense. You know, this is the time then to really think about what you can do to prepare for selling, right? I mean, let's say that you could list your house in March when things start getting warmer and then to be actually tolerable to move and get things done. These next 6 months should be painting, should be cleaning, should be cleaning out that extra, you know, back room where you let all your junk pile up.
Sure.
You know, get things ready over the winter. Consult with a realtor now because we can get things on the hook, and we could even, you know, possibly if we did, you know, an office exclusive listing or if we did a listing even on the MLS, you know, we could always get something under contract and just push out the closing dates. So, I mean, it's kind of up to what you want to do. And also, movers move even in the winter.
Sure. So if you hire movers, if you're going to get more money for your house and you possibly thought you would get, that's an advantage right there. I mean, you got to weigh the, you know, you got to weigh the advantages and the disadvantages. And if you're going to get more money for your house, then do it in the winter.
Well,
I mean,
people still want to buy right now. That's what's important. People still are looking to buy because 5% interest is not scaring people away who are well qualified. They still need to buy a home, right? I mean, there's still, we got to think about back in 2015 when interest rates were in the fives or in the fours and fives, even up until like 2018, really, they were in the fours and fives. You know, things were going pretty much as normal. You know, you'd have price wars on some homes, price reductions on some homes, but things were more stable. Now it's like people are getting back to that normal interest rate. They're kind of adjusting that way. But the amount of homes available is not the same as it used to be.
Right.
So that's what's really important to remember is that it's a big crunch that's happening. And I think that the only way it can be alleviated is if prices go down in certain markets, right? I mean, if people are leaving certain markets in droves, and those are becoming
like the Oregons and the Washingtons, New Yorks.
But then if those are being bought up for list price or ask price, then that's not really happening either. So it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, how things progress over the next few months. I think the winter is just going to stay busy. I think that it's still going to be a good time to get things listed.
You know, we knew that 2% interest rate wasn't going to last forever. We knew it was going to get back to more normal rates, which they are. But 5% interest rate, that's still nothing compared compared to what it was like, you know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, when we were up in the 20s, you know?
Right. And to reverse inflation, technically the Fed, the rate that the feds borrow money at to the banks, the Fed funds rate, would have to go up to beat inflation, which right now, which came out, was over, you know, 8.5%. Well, technically, you know, how to reduce inflation is to increase interest rate to 8.5%. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but I'm just saying that that's technically the remedy. I mean, that's why it was so high in the 1980s, because they had to control the inflation from the 1970s. So we're entering a very interesting time now where I think that we're going to see more building happening. I think more people should think about building houses, building developments. You know, if you have the money and you have the means to do it, I think it's important to build your own house.
Sure.
I mean, or even if you're, you know, somebody who's looking to build your own house on a small piece of land somewhere in a smaller town, you know, do something more affordable, or buying a pre-manufactured home, or doing something that basically creates more housing is definitely going to be an incentive.
And, you know, I know a guy right now that's in the process of building his own home, and he's actually the general contractor on it, even though he's not doing any of the building. But if you do a little bit of research, you know, a little bit of this and that, you can do that stuff.
And you can find a builder too. I mean, that's one thing as realtors do, that we do too, is we connect you with builders and people who know how to do these type of things. So I think that it's really important that people who are looking for, you know, getting the most money, especially if you have a unique property, right? Especially if you have a property that's maybe hard to sell, or maybe a little bit different, or maybe something you don't want to put in a bunch of work into, but you want to get out of, it's still a good time to sell because there's low inventory. So
now, are you finding out more and more people are moving into the small towns and out in the country than in the city?
Yeah, this affordability is just unmatched in some of those smaller towns. I mean, even the listing I'm going to is a ranch-style home, but it's $100,000.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, on some acreage, it has a pole bar. I mean, it has a Quonset. So, I mean, it's set up. I mean, but it's out in Michigan. It's an hour away. So, you know, you're an hour away from Grand Forks, and then, you know, about half an hour away from Devil's Lake. So, you know, it's a little bit of a drive wherever you need to go, but you get so much more for your dollar.
Right.
You know, and your payment on that is like $700-$800 a month.
Yeah, and these people might be coming from like a city like Portland or something, where they just want to get away from the city. We read stories about that, and I'm sure you've dealt with this a million times in your career, but people are sick and tired of the city, the congestion, the traffic lights, the everything. Go out in the middle of nowhere and enjoy your latter years, you know?
Yeah, and get the most for your home out there, too, because there's people willing to buy at crazy prices out in those areas, too. So, you know, I think that that's totally great, and I totally encourage people who want to come to our state and invest in it and grow with us is a great thing. So,
by the way, we did get a text from Bailey. Hey, Ben, we miss you at the office. I miss you.
I miss you, too, Bailey.
Bailey misses you. All right. If somebody wants to get a hold of Berkshire Ben Olson and find out why it's a good time to sell now or anything to have to do with realty, how do they get a hold of you, Ben?
Just find my phone number, 701-318-2676, or find me on Facebook or Google, Ben Olson, Associate Broker, Berkshire Hathaway.
And you will be back on Friday. Have yourself a safe trip out to Michigan and back today, all right?
I'll be back. Thank you.
There we go. That's your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast with realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson. He'll be back again Friday morning at 10, 9, somewhere around there.
About 9:30.
Okay, about 9:30. So until then, everybody, have yourself a wonderful day.